Can you just share with us a little bit about, you know, we have fantastic artists, four fantastic artists being inducted. Can you share with us what their contributions are to the community? Because I know that's a big theme about part of the reason of these artists being exhibited.
You know, we're recognizing artists from the 60s all the way to today. So there's so many artists out there. I don't think people realize how many amazing artists we have in our community. But this year, we're recognizing Willie Thrasher. And he's a singer-songwriter, represents his community. He comes from a background of, being taken away from his culture and re-immersing himself, you know, in language and music and becoming a real voice for his community. Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Lila Gilday, of course, incredible performer. And she's traveled throughout the world, and she talks about the land. She talks about the rights. She talks about murdering missing Indigenous women and girls. She talks about, brings up a lot of issues. Nenman Bull, of course, world champion Red Bull singers. He's led the group. He's also recorded songs in the Cree language and a real heart and soul of the community. And of course, the Juno Award-winning traditional trio, the Bearhead Sisters. They're from the Paul First Nation in Alberta, and they've been selected because three young women who are taking contemporary sounds, mixing it with traditional sounds, and making headway, creating pathways for next generation artists. That's just an overview of the artists that are going to be in the Speak Up exhibition this year.
What is some of the importance, especially around having the updated exhibit on National Indigenous Peoples Day?
June 21st, the doors are going to be open. It's going to be a free day. Willie Thrasher will be there with his partner, Linda Saddleback. She'll be playing drums along with him. So people are going to have a chance to meet him. Sandra Suter is going to be there, as well as Wyatt C. Lewis. Overall, like, I've been, you know, at the museum, National Music Center, when you get a busload of kids coming through and stopping and looking up at the walls and seeing Indigenous artists, hearing the Indigenous artists, hearing bios, seeing items that belong to the artists as well. You know, it could be a hand drum, it could be a ribbon shirt, a ribbon skirt, it could be just different items, instruments, and just seeing Indigenous people in such a positive way. We still live in a time where mainstream media, when it comes to seeing Indigenous people, if it's through the news, it's usually not in a positive way, where it's people from the communities who are giving back, and not only to the community, but also nationally and globally. So it's a beautiful experience to see artists getting that recognition that they so deserve.
Shining that beautiful light on a lot of culture and showing a lot of the talent. And one of that, especially with Willie Thrasher playing, for those that haven't heard him, how would you describe his sound?
Well, it's interesting because back in the day, he recorded with CBC Broadcasting Corporation, and we were talking about his recordings, and he wanted more of a rock sound, where at that time CBC wanted a sound that just kind of, you know, that melded in with the artists that they were playing. But when you see Willie Thrasher, if you're, you know, a White Stripes type fan, if you like that raw guitar, driving drums, and it almost sounds like it's going to go out of control. But Willie just stays on beat and just keeps it going. And it's incredible about him. He started out in, you know, high school playing music. He went on to play guitar and write his own songs. And, you know, was an elderly man in the audience. I was like, they were doing cover bands when he was back in high school. And then he's like, well, you should be using your language. So that's where he started thinking, yeah, I should write songs in my language. So that's where he comes from. If you like the raw rock and roll, believe me, you're going to be a fan after you see him perform.
Indigenous languages are endangered. How would you say a musician can use Indigenous language to help preserve language?
Well, I was at a music discussion with Thompson Highway, the playwright from northern Manitoba, and he was at the piano on the keys, and he was speaking Cree language, and then he was like, there's melodies in the language, and when you speak your language and you play the notes that you're speaking, he said, there's songs in there. There's whole symphonies to be written that are based on the language, just the sounds and the rhythms. He goes, every nation has a rhythm to their language. And he goes, once you tap into that, you're tapping into a long history that connects to who we are as individual nations.